A Queensland judge has ruled that a deaf woman cannot serve on a jury because of her disability. The deaf woman was yesterday ruled out of sitting on a jury in the current criminal sittings of the Supreme and District Courts. Justice James Douglas told the court that while the woman can lip read, she is incapable of performing the functions of a juror because she needs an interpreter. Lawyers have defended the move, but the Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graham Innes, says the decision is not supported by evidence. Nance Haxton reports.
The deaf woman, who has not been named, was rejected for jury duty yesterday after requesting an Auslan interpreter. In his decision, Justice James Douglas said Queensland legislation does not provide for an interpreter in the jury room, and allowing the woman to lip read what other jurors said could put a fair trial at risk. It's been reported that the judge said the woman was incapable of performing the functions of a juror and was therefore ineligible. Criminal defence lawyer Jim Coburn says the decision is justified.
It's not the case that it's discrimination against hearing impaired people. It's a case whereby you're introducing a 13th person, in effect, to the jury room deliberations. The interpreter which would be required is not a person who would be sworn in under the Jurors Act, and it's certainly not a case whereby that person would have to abide by any of the requirements of confidentiality as to what goes on in the jury room. So there's no provision for a de facto 13th juror to be included in the jury room process the way that the legislation currently is.
Mr Coburn says the jury system is founded on communication, and that makes it difficult for deaf people to participate fully in a jury process.
Communication as between the jurors and the jurors identifying the demeanour of any particular witness in the witness box. Unfortunately, to be able to do that, you need to be able to hear what is being said, and for the purpose of a fair trial, you cannot run the risk of someone missing an important piece of evidence because of an impairment.
The Queensland Law Reform Commission reviewed jury selection processes in 2011, suggesting changes to ensure that people with a physical disability are dealt with on a case-by-case basis. In a statement, the president of the Queensland Law Society, Ian Brown, has said, while the society is supportive of enabling disabled people to participate on a jury, it also supports the judiciary's power to excuse any juror with special needs if appropriate supports cannot be provided. Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes says the judge's decision is discriminatory, but Queensland is not the only state where this problem has arisen.
It's worse in New South Wales, where probably a decade ago the Law Reform Commission recommended that the law be changed so that blind and deaf people could participate on juries, and no government has got around to doing it.
Mr Innes says the judge's decision flies in the face of evidence that deaf jurors often have a clearer understanding of court processes if they are provided with appropriate support.
All of the research in the United States which has been done around this process indicates that people who are deaf and who use interpreters actually have a better understanding of the details of the trial than do hearing jurors. So in fact, what excluding a person who is deaf from a jury does is provides us with a less effective jury. But unfortunately, these sorts of decisions are based on assumptions which minimise the capacity of and the opportunities of people with disabilities to contribute to society. It's like the assumptions that were made until a few years ago that anyone who couldn't use a pencil and paper, such as myself as a blind person, couldn't vote in secret. It's the same sort of broad assumptions which minimise the contribution that we as people with disabilities can make in society.
So these decisions, you think, have further ramifications into society about what people think a deaf person is capable of?
Oh, absolutely. There's no issue about that. And as a person with a disability myself, I deal with the consequences of those decisions every day, as do the other 4 million Australians who have disabilities. And we need to turn those decisions around.
That's Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes sending that report by Nance Haxton.